Hey guys, welcome back to ELA Experience. Today I'm here with Kathy H. from the book Never Let Me Go.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Of course, we can't wait to hear your story.
I'm excited to share.
Okay, great. As you know, I will be asking questions about Kathy's background, and she will answer with her thoughts about her life at Hailsham, her school, and stuff like that.
Sounds great.
Okay, then. I will start with the summary of the book. Okay, so this book is based off of Kathy's life and what she remembers from her past at Hailsham. She will start by telling about her life present as a carer. One big thing that she remembers is Tommy and his temper. Everyone played with him like he was a toy and he made a joke, correct?
Yeah, they did. Tommy had a bad temper, but a caring heart. I felt bad for him most of the time.
Yeah, so y'all lived in a dystopian world. And y'all had the fate of being donors. So everyone that goes to Hailsham are all training to donate organs and don't have a choice, right?
Right. We all don't have a choice on a job or anything. This book takes place in England, and at the time we were younger, our guardians would give us little hints of our fate. They said weird things to us all the time, especially to Tommy. We all loved our guardians, and we moved on day after day until one day it was Ruth and Tommy. Then the next, we're at the cottages. Then next, I'm at Tommy's care. We started to love each other, but couldn't stay together because of his fourth donation. I still loved him even after that news Madame gave us. After that, I became a donor.
Okay, so we're going to start the questions now. So the first question is, did you like Tommy while Ruth is dating him?
I did, and I was pretty confident he liked me too. When they split up, I have to admit, I was pretty happy when we started dating.
So, did that have to do with your experience at the cottages?
The cottages were a little sketchy at first to me, but I started to warm up to them. The people there were nice, and I started to warm up to them, especially Chrissy and Rodney. They were nice, they were just weird sometimes. Anyway, Chrissy and Rodney were a big influence on Ruth and Tommy's relationship. I wouldn't say they're a great influence, but I wouldn't say they're a bad one. I had a few fights with Ruth while we were there, too, but in the end, we were still friends.
Okay, so how did you feel when one day you would be a donor?
I wasn't completely surprised, but I was definitely uncalled for. When Miss Emily spilled the tea, everyone was surprised, but I kind of knew all along because of the lessons and demonstrations we had.
Were you falling away from Ruth when she started to date Tommy?
I was surprised about her attitude and how she treated him. I was confused how she acted towards me and him. Again, she changed after hanging out with Chrissy and Rodney because they completely influenced their relationship. She was kind of rude to Tommy at times, but I still loved her, even after all the fights we had and her ratting me out. I still loved both of them.
So, who was your favorite guardian?
My favorite guardian had to be Miss Geraldine. Ruth, when we were little, formed the secret guard to protect her. Ruth was head of it, and that was when we first met each other. The secret guard, Miss Geraldine, always reminded us of how special we were and that we were loved, and I just loved her for that.
Hey guys, we'll be back after this break. Okay, guys, we're back with more questions. So, let's see, what question we have? Did you think Tommy was playing dumb when he told you about his talks with Miss Lucy?
To be honest, I thought the talk with Miss Lucy was absurd at first. It made no sense to me, and I started to think he was fooling me. It was honestly dumb until he brought me to the pond to talk to me. The talk was actually a crucial part of our lives and a clue to our future. I was surprised, really, about what she said.
Okay, so did you, like, were you mad at him or?
Yes.
Okay. So, how did it make you feel when Tommy brought you the tape of Never Let Me Go?
When he brought me that tape again for me, I felt so special and lucky to have a best friend like him. It meant so much to me. And when he told me that he looked everywhere for the one I lost, I thought it was just so meaningful of him. And I just loved him for that. The feeling that he actually cared about me and what I felt.
Okay. So how did it feel to see Miss Emily again? Because I know y'all, towards the end of the book, you went to go see them, and you didn't expect to see Miss Emily, but you did.
So. Yeah, I was surprised to see Miss Emily again, and it just brought memories back of Hailsham. It was really sad to hear that me and Tommy weren't going to spend the next few years together because we loved each other. She wasn't in the best condition, but at least she remembered who we were.
That's great. Shout out to Miss Emily.
Yeah.
Did you like being a carer?
I loved my job as a carer. It was probably the most influential years of my life. I learned a lot about donations, relationships, and people, and just about friendship. I was proud of my accomplishments.
Okay, so last question is, in the beginning, how did you feel about Tommy and his temper?
Tommy and his temper weren't the brightest of things, but they were very influential, not only his life, but other people. He taught me not to feel pity for people like him all the time. He meant a lot to me and taught me more about our future through Miss Lucy. I felt bad for him at times because people made fun of him all the time and made him a joke. In the end, we became friends and he was sorry for how he acted.
That's great. So I know you like Hailsham, and I know that you've had like a whole story planned out and everything. So thanks so much for coming. And yeah,
it's no problem at all.